none but the hungry heart. 931. True love. If, or since ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Colossians 3 verse 1. Our Father may cripple our earthly standing in order to strengthen our spiritual state, but he will never detract from our spiritual state in order to enhance our worldly standing. Never. The world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6:14. It is not only that the Lord Jesus is the object of my heart, but I find that the one I love has made me the object of his heart. A great day for the soul. People are ready to say how they love him, but how far can they say that they are conscious of his love for them, that they so prize it that it is the greatest secret of their heart? When the Lord Jesus' love is before you, you find this love is drawing you from darkness to light. He begins by showing his desire for your spiritual advancement, and not by advancing you in earthly position. It is beautiful to see that the work of true love is to set aside darkness, or whatever would interfere with association, and therefore it is not esteemed as it ought to be, because we are looking for something on earth, and the tendency is to judge of his love by earthly gifts and favours down here. Most growing believers rightly maintain that all must come from the Lord, but instead of taking their actual position of being dwellers in heaven and coming from there to earth, they only look up to heaven for help as to their walk on earth, and their thoughts and labours are always influenced and dictated by the state and order of things on earth. And instead of seeking the mind of the Lord, as learned in heaven, they are occupied with the blessings of man on earth. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3 verses 2 and 3.